From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Florida, there's a brand new holiday display at the state capitol in Tallahassee to mark the season. It's a pole to celebrate the fake holiday Festivus, made famous in the TV show Seinfeld. It's the latest exhibit set up in protest after a nativity scene was set up in the rotunda last week. Florida Public Radio's Jessica Palumbo has the story.
This morning, Chez Stevens marched into the Florida Capitol building clutching a case of empty Pabst Blue Ribbon beer cans and a 6-foot pole made of PVC pipe.
This whole thing is just a serious feat of ridiculousness.
The pole is a nod to Festivus, the holiday George Costanza's dad explained to Kramer on Seinfeld.
And is there a tree?
No, instead there's a pole. Requires no decoration.
Chez Stevens had driven 7 hours from South Florida, and his first stop was the Capitol Police Office.
My name is Chez Stevens. I have a Festivus pole for display in the rotunda.
He says when he heard about the Capitol nativity scene, that was just too much. So he applied to the state to install his own display, a pole covered in beer cans.
This is about separation of church and state. That sign shouldn't be here. That shouldn't be here. I guess there's a crusher on here somewhere. I can't see with the lights. All this shouldn't be here. The government shouldn't be in this business of allowing the mixture of church and state.
The displays are allowed inside Florida's Capitol building because the state has designated the rotunda as a public forum. Howard Simon of the Florida chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union says the state had no choice.
They're not going to be allowed to discriminate. It's going to be a public forum for all forms of speech and expression and displays.
In fact, Florida has a pending application from a group called the Satanic Temple. Simon says it's unconstitutional for government to put up nativity scenes because that's sponsorship of religion. So these public forums tend to become free speech battle zones. Andrew Seidel of the Freedom From Religion Foundation says that's what happened in Loudoun County, Virginia, 2 years ago.
I think it was something like 9 or 10 atheist displays went up. One of them was a crucified Santa. One of them was the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Seidel says it all started when elected leaders there allowed a nativity scene on public property. He says cities tend to close forums after such displays appear.
When a religious group seeks to co-opt the power and the prestige of the government for their religious message, the best way to dilute that co-opting of the power and prestige is to put up our own message.
His foundation's banner at the Florida Capitol says Happy Winter Solstice. Below that is a drawing of the Founding Fathers and Statue of Liberty worshiping a just-born Bill of Rights. He says the banner was a response to the nativity unveiled with a worship service 2 days earlier by Florida Prayer Network director Pam Olson.
We are taking a stand for Christ in Christmas, a stand for truth and religious freedom. And what better place to do this than the heart of our state government?
Olson says the Chicago-based group that sponsored her celebration aims to put a nativity at every state capitol. Stevens says he and his poll are up for the challenge.
I'll see all 50 capitals then. Why not? Sponsored by Pabst Blue Ribbon.
No word yet on whether Florida accepted the Satanic Temple application. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Palumbo in Tallahassee.